Well, a lot has happened at Minneapolis Public Schools in the last month. With the teacher strike going on in the month of March, students were out of school for 3 weeks. The strike was resolved. Students returned for a week, and then they had spring break. And they were off for a week, and now they're back. So it's been a wild last 4 or 5 weeks for students of Minneapolis Public Schools. And here to talk about all of that, along with other things going on with the district as well, is Superintendent Ed Graff. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Manny. Thanks for having me this morning.
Wow, so much has happened since the last time we spoke. A month ago, we were talking about a potential strike happening with the district. The strike happened, and so much has happened since the strike began and subsequently when it ended as well.
Yeah, we're just at this point glad to be able to have a tentative agreement with MFT. You know, a lot of hours spent to try and come to agreement around what we could do to ensure that, you know, we were giving the support, financial support, as well as the personnel support to our staff members, because we do value them greatly. Our educators, you know, are extremely valuable and critical part of the work that we do in the district. So as part of that agreement, though, another conversation we've been having a lot of discussion about is around our return to work agreement. You know, the plan was really developed through collaboration and agreed upon by the MFT. It was ratified by the MFT members and was recently approved by the MPS board. But we did not come to that return to work agreement without a lot of discussion. We had the support services of the Bureau of Mediation there assisting us in that development. So we know that that's created some concerns for some of our high school students. We heard from them recently about the additional days and the time, and certainly know that we want to continue to work through those extenuating circumstances on a school-by-school basis while we continue to offer the instructional time to all of our students. But, you know, again, it's making up the lost instructional time is really important for us, because we know that our students, in addition to the days that they lost due to not being in school over the strike, they've also lost days due to inclement weather, as well as in January, you know, we had a loss of in-person learning and had to do distance learning during the increased pandemic concerns. So we've just got a lot of challenges that we've been experiencing, a lot of disruption over the last 2 years, and we're doing our best to make sure that we offer our students and families what they deserve and hopefully what they need in order to make the progress that's going to be so critical during these challenging times.
And with the time off, with the strike, the students were able to get back for a week, and then they had spring break. So in this first week back since spring break, how has that gone in your mind for the students and for the staff at MPS?
Well, again, it's a transition. We're coming off a spring break, you know, after having just a few days of learning after the strike. So it's been that inconsistency. So really trying to develop those routines once again, and really want to just try and provide that consistent support, access to learning for our students, and doing it in a way that keeps them engaged and keeps them excited about school and finish the year strong. So we're just happy to have our students back, and I know it's always a nice transition to the last part of the year, because there's a lot of things to celebrate and acknowledge and recognize our students and their accomplishments.
What kind of feedback have you guys gotten from this, from students, from families as well? Because this is a big change with adding the additional time to school days and extending the year into late June. What kind of feedback have you guys been able to get over this decision?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, we have heard from our high school students about the concern of the additional 42 minutes, you know, impacting some things like their athletics, work, just ability to care for siblings. And so that's been a big part of the feedback that we've received primarily from our students. We also know that, you know, families have expressed challenges with it going into late June, that they have some plans, you know, summer plans. And so we're really trying to communicate more directly with all those concerns, and really expressing that we want to address those extenuating circumstances on a, you know, school-by-school individual basis, and just continuing to offer the missed instructional time to all of our students. So it is something that is, you know, quite challenging. And like I said, we developed this in partnership with the MFT. The MFT members did vote on it. Our school board voted on it. And so we're just trying to do the best we can to offer what we know our students need in terms of those instructional time days and minutes, as well as providing some of that continuity and consistency. You know, within our district, we have a lot of operational challenges, and so trying to align that while giving consideration of our families who have children in both elementary and secondary schools, as well as our educators, you know, making sure we fulfill their contractual obligations that we have for them. It's not been easy, but we're continuing to work through it and do the best that we can in support of our students, families, and staff.
We're talking with MPS Superintendent Ed Graff here on Jazz 88, and you have made news yourself just a couple of weeks ago. You made the announcement that you will not be seeking a renewal of your contract, and that means a new leadership is ahead for Minneapolis Public Schools. So for you, what will go into this transition into new leadership as we close down the school year here in the next couple of months?
Well, Manny, I first want to just say how profoundly grateful I am and honored for having been given a chance to serve, you know, specifically here in Minneapolis Public Schools. And, you know, our children, our students are really very, very special to me, and I'll always treasure the opportunity to work with them. You know, the past 6 years, we've had a great deal of things that we've been working through, a lot of things that we've accomplished over the last 6 years, and that's done by one individual. That's done through a lot of hard work with many people working together, school board, the staff, the families. So just wanted to just acknowledge my appreciation for the opportunity here to work with Minneapolis Public Schools. In terms of the transition, I know that many people are kind of eager to understand what that is going to look like. And just this week, Chair Ellison did propose that each board member kind of look to their respective districts to learn what key characteristics the community would like to see in an interim superintendent. The board is committed to providing a permanent superintendent, but I think the first approach is to start with an interim. And so my role is to just make sure that I'm supporting in that transition, you know, and once that decision is made by the board, just work through a process of assisting them to transition into, you know, the summer and start of next school year. But I know the board is also going to be working on constructing a process to select the next permanent superintendent, which will definitely include public and staff input, as well as working with the priorities of the board. So yeah, a lot of things to come still in the days ahead, and, you know, look for more information. I think the other thing I should note, Manny, as well, is that we do have a vacant at-large school board seat due to a resignation. And so there is an application that has been put out on our website yesterday, and it will be open until, I think, the 28th of April. And so really looking for individuals who want to have an opportunity to be a part of the school board. So the board will work through that process at their upcoming May meeting, I think May 10th, looking at the nominations, and then the board will vote to appoint a person to serve in that role until the term expires in January of 2023.
All right. One last thing I wanted to bring up with you as well before we let you go. Minneapolis Public Schools did approve two school name changes this week with Sheridan Dual Language Elementary in Northeast Minneapolis changing its name, and also Jefferson Global Studies and Humanities changing their name as well. And that's big news for the district as well.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the schools have been working through a very intense process to change the namesakes of their schools. You know, this started with the board creating a committee a couple of years ago and really having that committee look at the names of schools that we have and facilities, and wanted to be sure that they were aligned with the values of the board. And so having reviewed that committee process, they identified Jefferson and Sheridan as two names that should be considered for change. And the school community did a great job. I want to congratulate and applaud, you know, the students and families, staff, and the principals of both the schools for the work that they did. They had to go through a series of questions and communication with families and school community, and then a whole process of nominating different names. And so, obviously, as you mentioned, Jefferson's changing their name to Ella Baker Global School, and Sheridan will be Las Estrellas. And so a great, great celebration, a great recognition of the work, and also, you know, the values that represent the school community. So that will take place beginning July 1. And so we'll work through probably some type of recognition and celebration for those school communities in the fall.
Well, Mr. Superintendent, we always are grateful for your time. I know you're a very busy man, and even in these last closing months of your time with the district, you're going to be very busy as well. So we're very appreciative of your time. Thank you for being on with us today.
Thanks, Manny. Have a good rest of your morning. We'll talk to you later.
All right. That is MPS Superintendent Ed Graff joining us here on Jazz 88.